أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للذين كفروا إن ينتهوا يغفر لهم ما قد سلف وإن يعودوا فقد مضت سنة الأولين. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين كله لله، فإن انتهوا فإن الله بما يعملون بصير، وإن تولوا فاعلموا أن الله مولاكم نعم المولى ونعم النصير. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري، اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة، اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت، وعلمني منه ما جهلت، وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters listening at the madrasa and over the receivers. Alhamdulillah, another khatam of the Quran Sharif, so simply, so easily, full of noor and barakat and rahmat. We have a ready-built crowd on these occasions. Mondays and Thursdays, and mashallah, I congratulate the ustad of these students. This must be, I think, the fourth or fifth student, and others have also completed in this manner, that there is no desire in their hearts to have a kind of a lavish function and what we may term as show business, which is so common these days. We must always have a good opinion of those people who are having such big jalsas, that inshallah they've got ikhlas. But for ourselves we must fear nifaq, and we must fear hypocrisy, and we must fear riya and show. We must fear. The sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, amongst them there was hardly anyone who did not fear hypocrisy. Who could have been more mukhlis than them? Who could have been more sincere than them? Who could have had more ikhlas than them? But yet they feared nifaq. The famous incident of Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala and so many other incidents. There's no time to go into the details. I'm mindful of the fact that Isha is late and people have to go far and wide. So therefore we will try and complete in our normal time. So in fact that is what we were discussing last week. Niyat. Niyat is something which we were discussing last week. That how important it is to be sincere in whatever we do. If we are going to do it for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that amal will bring rewards. And if we are not going to do it for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, if it's going to be for show, then the amal can be how good, but it's going to bring no reward. Therefore, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a mu'min is better than his action. The people question that how can the niyat be better than the action? How long does it take to make a niyat? To make a niyat doesn't take any time, and yet the action can take such a long time. The niyat of a person is to go for Hajj. Now how long did that take to make that niyat that I intend going for Hajj? It didn't take time. And that Hajj is going to take a long time and so much of effort. Application for passport and visas and payment of all the taxes and going through all the hassles and all the other kind of tests and trials before the person lands in Arafat. And then again the return journey and all the other ibadat that he has to do and undertake. Such a long procedure for Hajj. And the niyat hardly took time. But yet that entire Hajj can bring that person no sawab, nothing at all. Although he made such a long preparation and so much of effort he put into it, but that whole Hajj, there's no reward at all. If the only intention of that person was so that I may be seen in Arafat, that this person is a Haji Saab, 50 Hajj he has made. His niyat was nothing else but just to show that he is also one of those who never missed out one Hajj for the past 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. So then he got nothing. Every Hajj that he is going is getting no reward. Or his niyat was just to do business, nothing else. It's permissible to do business, to trade with Makkah Mukarramah, people of Madinah Tayyibah, it's permissible. But then the person must be honest and truthful, and he must say that I am going for business. And by the way, I will make Hajj. Then he mustn't announce that I am going for Hajj, I am going for Hajj. That Hajj became by the way, his niyat was business. So nothing there, tell the people the honest truth that I am going for business, I am trading, I am going to buy things from there or supply some things to them. And it is the occasion of Hajj too, so inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, I'll perform my Hajj. Nothing wrong with that. He'll get the sawab of his Hajj. So the show business is something that is now creeping into our hearts, and this is what I'm emphasizing. And unfortunately, people do not even want to discuss anymore. Ikhlas. Ikhlas is no more in our dictionaries. We will sometimes go on and on with an amal, but we will not even question ourselves that it was the ikhlas in this amal. There are two things. Tonight might not be a talk on the Quran Sharif. I'll just speak whatever comes to my mind, but it may be beneficial, inshallah, for everyone in the audience and especially myself. That there are two things, and this just came to mind now, two words. One is ma'adum and one is mawjood. Ma'adum and mawjood. To bring into existence, one is to bring into existence something that was not existing, you bring it into existence. Maadum ko maujood kar dena. And something that was maujood, to make it non-existence, we say maujood ko maadum kar dena. Something that was not existing, to bring it into existence, then we say that maadum ko maujood kar dena. And something that was existing, to make it vanish, to disappear into thin air, to perform the Houdini trick, as we say, magical trick that it disappears. So that is maujood ko maadum kar dena. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his fazal and ihsan, has given the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two things. One that makes maujood into maadum, and one that it makes maadum into maujood. Now you understand what I explained, maujood and maadum. So what is it that brings maadum into maujood? Something that was non-existent, and it is still not existing, but the person brings it into existence. That is the niyat of the person. That he hasn't done anything, but his niyat is good. A person in the time of one of the Nabis, he saw mountains, and he said, if only this mountain can be crushed and ground into flour, then I would have made bread and distributed to all the poor and needy. The Nabi of the time was informed that this person got the full sawab of the distribution of that bread, and yet he did nothing. It was maadum, he made it maujood by means of his niyat. His niyat was good, so something that was not existent but became very existent. So niyat of a mu'min is so important, that with what niyat is he doing a certain thing. And the other thing is where there is something that is existing, but Allah Ta'ala, out of the fazal of his and out of the ihsan of his and out of the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon the ummah is so much that there is something that is maujood, but it becomes maadum, it disappears, vanishes. And what is that? It is tawbah of the person. Sincere tawbah when the person is making, then the fountains of sins vanish, finish. The rights of people, of course, have to be fulfilled, but the sin of the delay of that salat, the sin of not having made the hajj on time, the sin of not having paid that person on time, now all that sin Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive. But now you will have to make the qaza and you will have to pay those people whose debts are due. But something that was maujood, but with this sincere, deep-hearted tawbah, it became maadum, finished, vanished. So the niyat of a mu'min is so important. It is my habit that when I go to the madaris where Hifz classes, the Fizul Quran classes, then many places I ask the little boys, the little students, the little children, why are you becoming a Hafiz? 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, why are you becoming a Hafiz? What is it that makes you want to become a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif? And you'll be surprised at the replies and the responses, varying responses. Somebody will say that I want to perform Taraweeh. I want to perform Taraweeh prayers. In other words, from now he wants a position of honor and show, that I will be given the musalla to lead the Taraweeh prayers. Somebody says, my cousin is a Hafiz, my brother is a Hafiz, and he is enjoying a lot of respect, so therefore I too want to become a Hafiz. Somebody says that I want to become a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif because there are this competition that is held every year. One student told me he was becoming a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif because in Saudi Arabia they have competition and the prices are quite substantial. Prices are given to those who come out first, to those who excel. So they win thousands of riyals and so much of things. And he says, one of my friends did go to Saudi Arabia and he recited the Quran Sharif there, and he was successful in that competition. Now look at the niyats, the different kinds of niyats. Hardly one student will tell you, I want to learn the Quran Sharif so that I may understand what is in the Quran Sharif and so that I may make amal on that and I may be pleasing to my Allah. It is the kalam of my Allah and it is a duty upon me to understand what is in the Quran Sharif. And one of the things of or one of the ways that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got for the preservation of the Quran Sharif is that he makes a person memorize the Quran Sharif. It is only his fazl that we can memorize the Quran Sharif. So the person says that the ihsan of Allah Ta'ala that he has made it easy to memorize, and I am memorizing so that I may be in the list of those people who are used as a means of the preservation of the Quran Sharif. And so that I may understand what is in the Quran Sharif, and so that I may make amal on the Quran Sharif. So niyat is such an important thing. If that niyat is not right, then the biggest jalsa will bring no reward and no sawab. And if the niyat is correct, then the smallest jalsa will bring the greatest rewards. So that is why I'm encouraging this kind of completions. Because these days, every school, every madrasa, every college seems to be having hifz classes. Girls, ladies, men, women, children, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and fazl. So many people are getting interested in memorizing the Quran Sharif. So the quantity is increasing, but the quality of the huffaz, unfortunately, is decreasing. That azmat of the Quran Sharif, it is not apparent in the lives of the huffaz. I'm talking about the majority. Exceptions we get, alhamdulillah, some of them are really very pious, very concerned that they are huffaz, and they've got the kalam of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. I always say that the hafiz must feel that weight of the Quran Sharif. One ayat of the Quran Sharif being revealed upon Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his camel sits down. Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the weight that he has to feel of one ayat of the Quran Sharif. Perspiration, as if his bones of his body are going to crack. And if he had to put his head onto somebody's lap, that person's leg too, it will seem, appear to him as if his bones are going to break. What weight one ayat of the Quran Sharif had. And here the Hafiz has the whole Quran Sharif in his heart with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. And yet he flouts the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala openly. Gambling, drinking, adultery, fornication, rave clubs, discos, cinemas, theatres, movies, porn films. Now, can the Quran Sharif's nur be retained in the heart when the Hafiz indulges in these type of actions? So that does not mean then the person must not become a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. We must not misunderstand. If we are told that the people will go, of different categories, people will go for Hajj. Some will go for tourism. Some will just go for buying and selling, business reasons. Some will go for show business, that Maulana so-and-so also made so many Hajj. That Maulana had no money, he had holes in his pocket. No coins. But see how many Hajj he made. So if the person is going for that, or the poor are going there for begging, now if the Hadith Sharif tells us that, that doesn't mean now no Maulana Sahib must go for Hajj, and no poor person must go for Hajj, and no rich person must go for Hajj. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that correct your intention, correct that niyat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala looks at the niyat. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Now this ayat we'll listen so many times when the Hajj bayans will start, or when the Qurbani bayans will start, then we'll hear about this. The flesh and blood does not reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is a taqwa. So what is the meaning of the taqwa? They say the meaning of the taqwa is niyatikum, your niyat. With what niyat you are making the qurbani. So with what niyat the person is having the jalsa, with what niyat the person is completing the Quran Sharif, with what niyat he is giving charities, with what niyat he is making salat, with what niyat he is making imamat, with what niyat he is giving the bayan. Just yesterday, I was replying to letters. I get letters from students, from ulama, from different people. But mashallah, it's a very good sign that the person wants to correct his intention. And he's afraid that he doesn't have ikhlas. Now he mentions there that, Allah, I gave a very beautiful bayan. I gave a bayan. He's in this, one of the Darul Ulooms. Says he gave a bayan. He was sent to one of the masjids and he says, I gave a beautiful bayan, in my opinion. But after the bayan, nobody really came and shook hands with me or congratulated me. So بیان کے بعد کسی نے آ کر مسافہ بھی نہیں کیا, بھاگ گئے سب. تو اسی دیٹ ہرٹ می دیٹ سچ اے نائس بیان آئی گیو اینڈ نو بڈی ایون شک مائی ہینڈ. سو ہاؤ ڈو آئی میک اسلام آف دس؟ سو یو کین سی that the person is giving a bayan sometimes and is giving a bayan on ikhlas also. The person is giving a bayan and the bayan is on ikhlas and he's got no ikhlas while he's giving that bayan. That can also happen. Bayan bhi hai ikhlas ke upar, lekin dil ke andar ikhlas nahi hai. So this doesn't come easily. That is why the sohbat of the salihin, we are being told repeatedly, that their hearts are reservoirs of ikhlas. They have made an effort to bring ikhlas into their hearts. And in their sohbat, then ikhlas transfers into the heart over a period of time. We must not give up the amal. The amal must continue. But we must not feel satisfied that ikhlas has come. Generally these days, a person makes a little bit of amal and they say, maine to bahut ikhlas ke saath ye amal kiya. Up till now, we have got that fear. After every bayan, every waaz, every program, there is that khauf and that fear that, Ya Allah, accept it, make it maqbool. I have fear that there is nifaq and hypocrisy in my heart. Where can we feel satisfied that we've already reached the high stages of ikhlas? So ikhlas is a very high stage and it comes with effort. But if our effort is going to be show all the time, then how is ikhlas going to come? That is what our effort is towards, show, that we must become recognized. We must be known, name, fame. So then how are we going to get ikhlas? The effort must be towards ikhlas also. So the niyat of a mu'min is an extremely important thing. And it is better than even his amal. Because if the niyat is correct, then that amal will be rewarded. If the niyat is not right, the amal is not going to be rewarded. So the Quran Sharif was something that the people of the past, they recited with great azmat of the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Even if they were not huffaz, but reciting the Quran Sharif also, they really believed and truly believed that this is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, and it is one of the means of making, of creating our nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. They said there are three things that strengthen the nisbat of a person with Allah Ta'ala. Shawaliullah Ramatullah Ali thing is mentioned. The three things. One is, he says, the Kaabatullah Sharif. That if a person, or some ulama have stated, that the Kaabatullah Sharif, if the nisbat of a person with Allah Ta'ala is weak, then if he truly, or if he goes there with sincerity, goes to Makkah Sharif with sincerity, and he looks at the Kaaba Sharif with great azmat and muhabbat and aqeedat, and he draws the tajalliyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which are descending on the Kaaba Sharif 24 hours of the day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the tajalli is coming down 24 hours. 60 of that is for the people that are making tawaf. 40 for those who are making salat. And 20 for those who are just watching the Kaaba Sharif. Just watching. How much of tajalli there must be there. But when will the person be able to absorb that tajalli? When he has purified his heart, when he has brought some kind of shine on his heart, then he will be able to absorb the tajalli from the Kaaba Sharif. If not, then it will be just an ordinary tawaf. From the masail point of view, we will say he made his tawaf. But in reality, he hasn't seen Rabbul Bayt. And as I always explain, that it is like a waterfall. The Kaaba Sharif is like a waterfall. Those who have been to Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls or other falls, then with the water which is falling from a height in great volume, when it falls, then the splashback, the sprinkle goes so far and wide. Sometimes 100 meters away the person is sitting and he gets soaked and gets drenched with that splash. Because the water is in great volume and falling from a great height. So if that is the condition of the water of this world, then imagine the water of the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala falling from such height above the arsh and falling in what volume? Ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will tell us. Now if we can't even absorb a little, or we don't get even a little bit of the drenching from that noor, then whose fault it is? So just like that, he says that this is one of the things that builds up this nisbat ma'allah, this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One of it is Kaabatullah Sharif. You see, in this world, one of it is Kaabatullah Sharif. The other is the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madina Sharif. There again, if the person stands there with azmat, and with aqidat, and with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with ishq in his heart, with ittiba in his life, following of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, and then when he stands there and reads, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, then only his heart knows what wave flows through that heart. So to build up that nisbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is the Kaabatullah Sharif, the other is the Rauza Mubarak. And he said the third thing, because that you will still have to travel. The person will have to get passport, visas and whatnot, and then go to Makkah Sharif or go to Madina Sharif. But he says something you've got in your hands, in your own homes, right there with you. And that is the Quran Sharif. It builds up that nisbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that connection with Allah ta'ala. When the person is reading the Quran Sharif with the azmat of Allah ta'ala in his heart, it is a kalam of my Allah. And now he is reading it. So there is an enjoyment in that recitation. And if the person is making an effort to learn the meaning and understand what the message is in the Quran Sharif, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens up his heart to such ma'ani that he will not even imagine. All our mufassirin, from where did they bring all that detailed tafsir that they give, besides the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which are in the limited, but the detailed explanations and volumes that they have written. It has been recorded that there was one tafsir of 300 volumes. Now 300 volume tafsir. Now where did they get that knowledge from to write such tafsir? And 10 volumes, 20 volumes, 15 volumes, there's so many. So where did they get that from? It was because they were pondering over the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened up that ocean of knowledge for them. That is how they were able to write. But first thing they had was taqwa in their lives. So the Quran Sharif, I've spoken many times. Every time that a jalsa takes place here, or khatam of the Quran Sharif takes place in one of our majlis, then we mention the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to Quran Sharif, its azmat, the virtues of its recitation, the virtues of memorizing the Quran Sharif, the promises that Allah Ta'ala has made for the huffaz and for their parents, the crowns of nur that they will be given. But I always state that we must look into that hadith Sharif, and not one, I think, program of mine will you find where that hadith Sharif is not mentioned. That man qara'a al-Qur'an fastazharahu fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu. That is the condition. That the person recited the Qur'an Sharif, he memorized the Qur'an Sharif, but then the halal he regarded as halal, and the haram he considered as haram. He didn't go close to haram. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam talks about adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah. Allah ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. And his intercession on behalf of 10 family members who were destined for the fire of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala will accept the intercession of this Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. What great azmat Allah Ta'ala is giving to him. He is put in line of those people who are going to intercede. But then the condition is that. So we should read those ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and bring that ikhlas in our recitation of the Quran Sharif. Read even one ruku a day. Most of the homes now, there's no more recitation of the Quran Sharif. The month of Ramadan, they pick up the Quran Sharif and read a little bit. I'm talking about the majority. Don't look at a sample of people in the masajid and in some homes. But the television and the radio stations and everything has taken away the recitation of the Quran Sharif, which was a distinguishing feature in the life of every Muslim of those days. Every Muslim, he never started the day without the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So find some time to recite the Quran Sharif, to learn the meaning of the Quran Sharif, to practice upon the Quran Sharif. Just one ruku to the person takes. And that is why I prescribe this for all of those people who are not ulama. And they become bayat. Then we don't just give them wazifa. They treat wazifa, so many thousand tasbih all the time. People are thinking that bayat is all about wazifas. Just read tasbihat, finish. Learn deen. How else are we going to practice if we are not going to have the knowledge of deen? Knowledge will come first, then will become amal. So for those people, I tell them that besides that little bit of tasbih that is recommended or suggested, what is important is that take the ma'ariful Qur'an of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. There are many others too, but this is simple and basic things have been mentioned there and practical, everything that is relevant. He has just mentioned the basic tafsir. But I say, take that, read at least one page of that. Don't even read 5 pages and 10 pages. Just one page. Because sometimes shaitan is too clever. He will say, see how interesting this tafsir is. Keep on reading. It will make you read 20 pages one day. And after that, he'll say, now it takes too much of time, so forget about it. So I say, just read one page, maximum 1.5 to 2. Then read the Beheshti Zewar. Learn the masail of Beheshti Zewar. At least one masala a day. 2 masalas a day. 2 or 3, if the person does, in 1-2 years' time, he'll become half a maulana. But then he mustn't give fatwas, because there'll be fatwas of half a maulana. Sometimes a person reads a little bit and he thinks, I've become a great maulana. So this is not to make him a great maulana sahab to start giving fatwas and mufti sahab, but for his own purposes. So Beheshti Zewar for the purposes of fiqh and masail. Simple again, just to maximum one page. Try and absorb the masail. Get one book on the history of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah by Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, or Siratun Nabi, or so any other authentic kitab. Read one page only. Take the Fazail kitabs of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Read half a page from there, one page from there. Like that, 4 or 5 kitabs are suggested. Now, if the person is going to do some fazail, some masail, some tafsir, and some history, so how much of knowledge he will gain? Then he make amal on it. And look for some hafiz sahab, some qari sahab, and correct the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So recitation of the Quran Sharif, unfortunately, we have left it for the radio stations now. We say we listen to the radio station. Somebody reads Quran Sharif on the radio station. And we just listen to that. Finish. Our reading is no more now. I was in one home in Karachi. In those days when I was a student, I had been, went there for tafsir. So I went to visit one family member. So there in the morning, every day one qari sahab comes. And the qari sahab, he sits and reads one para of the Quran Sharif. And then he goes away. Nobody else reads Quran Sharif in the house. So I asked them, he said, no, we pay Qari Sahib, he comes and reads it. Qari Sahib ko hum tankha de dete, wo aakar Quran pad dete. To Qari Sahib ko tankha de di, usne Quran Sharif pad diya, us khatam chutti. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the azmat of the Quran Sharif, the tawfiq to recite and to make amal on it, especially those who are huffaz of the Quran Sharif. We should look at our zahir and our batin. Allah ta'ala blessed us with Quran Sharif. So look at our zahir also. And look at our batin also. And if we are far away, then don't lose hope. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If He has given Quran Sharif, then it is a sign that Allah Ta'ala will make it easy if this person is really concerned about his Islam. That Allah who blessed him with the entire Quran Sharif in his heart, you think that Allah Ta'ala will deprive him of his Islam if he's concerned. But if he's not concerned, then you can't force. أَنُلْزِمُكُمُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the khatam of the Quran Sharif of Muhammad. I asked his father Maulana to give the bayan, but he refused. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward him, reward his family, and reward everyone, his ustad, Maulana Yusuf Sahab, and everyone else who was involved. Because so many people are involved. In the completion of the Quran Sharif of one student, there are so many people that are involved. Allah Ta'ala accept all their efforts. Allah Ta'ala reward them in this world, in the akhirat. And Allah Ta'ala make him sadqah jariyah for his parents. And may he become a means of shafaat and intercession for his parents too. And we'll ask him to include my name also in the list of those 10 for whom shafaat they will be able to make. Ask the huffaz, tell them, please, Allah Ta'ala gave you this maqam of shafaat. On the day of Qiyamah, include us in that, if Allah Ta'ala blesses you with that opportunity. Where can we have trust in our amal, in this world what we are doing? Where are we resting? Just because we saw some people changing their lives with our bayans and waz, and so finish, we are satisfied, our jannat is made. We have to take our iman with salamati till our grave, then we can be satisfied. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala says, my banda, my servant, my slave, although there was so much of weakness and shortcomings in your life, but I am forgiving you, then that's the day to rejoice. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those whom Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyath al Mustaghithin, Ya Rahim al Masa. ہم گنہ گار ہیں, ہم سیاہکار ہیں, ہم بدکار ہیں, ہم مجرم ہیں, خطاکار ہیں. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, we have not understood the azmat of the Quran Sharif. We haven't made the effort to understand the meaning of the Quran Sharif. We haven't practiced upon the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, you made it so easy for us. You made it so easy for us to read the Quran Sharif, to understand. My beloved Allah, how difficult it was for the people of the past when they did not even have copies of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Forgive each and every one of us with the barakat of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, it is an occasion with du'as I accept it. My beloved Allah, the completion of the Quran Sharif is an occasion when you accept du'as. We are extending our begging bowls before you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Day and night we have used your bounties, your ni'mats for your disobedience. We haven't appreciated the great ni'mats that you have blessed us with. One of the greatest ni'mat is the ni'mat of Iman and Islam. And the greatest ni'mat is the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, we have been so negligent, so negligent. Give us the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif, to have azmat of the Quran Sharif, to have muhabbat of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, make us of those whom you are pleased with. We acknowledge indeed we are most sinful servants on the surface of the earth. Day and night we have violated your ahkam. But you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah, we are not justifying our sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the hardships, the difficulties, the trials and the tests of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with evil passions and desires. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with your yaqeen. Bless us with tawakkul in you, with trust in you, with faith in you. Ya Allah, bless us with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the condition of our lives. It's not difficult for you, my Allah. Our hearts have become dominated by evil thoughts and passions and desires. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of the Quran Sharif, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of ibadat. Those who are sick, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, in our homes, in the hospitals, in clinics, around the world, my Allah, how many are sick and ailing. Bless us with complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, give us spiritual shifa and physical shifa. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulty. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are in safar, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are planning for Hajj, make it extremely easy for them to undertake the pilgrimage. Bless them with maqbool and mabroor Hajj. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to die one day. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Our life is going to come to an end. Whether we like it or not, my beloved Allah, we have to present ourselves before you. With what face are we going to stand before you? What capital do we have of good deeds to bring? My Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness. Protect us from the azab of qabr, the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, those who are involved in assisting and helping Muhammad for the completion of his Quran Sharif, bless each and every one of them. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of them with the best of dunya and akhirah. Unki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Unki khidmat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, inko unke liye sadqa jariya bana de. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication or any kind of haram action. Angel of death will strike suddenly, my beloved Allah. Don't let him visit us in any kind of haram place. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our families with that goodness. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki sadqa-e-tufail mein hamari du'aon ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect our madaris, our khanqas, our masajid. Tabligh wa daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke gasht, taalim, ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. My beloved Allah, on this Mubarak occasion of the Khatam of the Quran Sharif, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations, the tamanna which is in the hearts of the people who have raised their hands this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, desires and tamannas. Nek muradon ko pura kar de. And those who are suffering, Ya Allah, remove their suffering, difficulties and problems. Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.